For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team heads to Mankato this week to take on Minnesota State, joined by Oliver Peer. Forward of the week in the league. Good week offensively for you, but a split. How, as a player, do you handle personal success when the team success maybe isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to get rewarded individually for, stuff like that, offensive production and, whatever it is. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a team sport and you want to win. So it's nice and you have to enjoy those kind of, accomplishments and stuff. But, obviously, you don't want to split. You just don't want to split. So it's good to enjoy that thing, but it's a team game and we got to start winning more games.
You and Adam and Casper were a mainstay in that lineup for the longest time. And just to try to get a spark offensively, started moving some pieces around. As a group that's been together and now you're not, how different is that? Once you jump over the boards for a shift.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, playing with those two was awesome. We had a lot of success, like you said, kind of all year. Things weren't going our way as a team, and understandably, we changed some things up. So there's a lot of great players on this team, and I think we've found some combinations that have been working. So it's good to find a new rhythm with some new guys.
Fans, and I'll admit, lots of members of the media get too focused on standings and this team's in this spot and this team's in that spot. These last 2 weeks show that everybody in this league is pretty darn good and everybody in college hockey is pretty darn good. What makes college hockey so hard?
I mean, I think exactly what you just said kind of is anybody can beat anybody on any night. I mean, after the Christmas break, we were in first place and now we just back-to-back weekends lost to two teams that were in dead last in our conference. So I know we're not in first anymore, but that's another thing too, is you're in first and you have two or three bad weekends and you drop six spots. So that's just kind of that's kind of how college hockey is. I'm learning still, but I've just kind of realized that one game, one weekend, it can change things a lot.
How have the guys that have been here know what this rivalry with Minnesota State is like? How have they tried to inform you guys that are new as to what to expect this weekend?
Yeah, it kind of just started on Monday. It's kind of a mindset. You prepare from Monday right to Friday. So, we've been talking as a team and doing stuff in practice, and you can definitely feel that there's some bad blood between these two teams. So I'm excited to be a part of it, and it's exciting.
How long did it take you to figure out what games with two schools in this state, us and St. Cloud, us and Duluth, us and Mankato, what those mean to not only to that locker room, but also to the fan base and everyone in town?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something I didn't really think of before I came here, but I really started to get it once I did. Minnesota's the state of hockey, and we're kind of the... We represent North Minnesota or Northern Minnesota or whatever it is. So, there's a lot of people that get behind us in that kind of area. So anytime we got, an in-state rivalry coming here, us going there, we know that there's going to be a lot of people watching, and it means a little more.
How can you guys get on a run here before playoffs start?
I just think we got to get our confidence back and we got to get kind of in a groove again. I thought before the Christmas break, we were rolling and we were winning games in all sorts of different ways. We were blowing teams out. We were coming back. We were winning in overtime. And I felt like we were just, we're all on the same page. And I think we just got to get back to where we were. I think we're taking steps in the right direction. We're getting there. But there's still a lot of work to be done. So we have time. We got two good teams here, Mankato and St. Thomas, the next couple of weeks coming up. So those will be a good test going into playoffs.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulte.